Sagt die Gemara, Ktaf Kuf nun Vav mit Beis, three lines from the top, the Gemara continues. Umay de Shmuel, Nami, Ein Mazal Yisrael, Shmuel also is of the opinion of Ein Mazal Yisrael. The Shmuel v'Avlet have a Yasvi. Shmuel and Avlet were once sitting together. What happened? Have a Yasvi v'have a Ka'ozil, Hanach Inish L'Agma. There was a person that passed by them and it was going to the pond. Omalei, Avlet, the Shmuel, so Avlet told Shmuel, Hai Gavra Ozav Loyasi. This fella, this person, is going to go, but he's not going to come back. Torik Lei Chivyo Umayas. A snake is going to bite him and he's going to die. Omalei Shmuel, you're saying that that's what's going to happen to him? Because that's no. Iba Yisrael, if he's a Yid, Ha'ozav Oz, he's going to come back. What's the pshat? Because since Ein Mazal Yisrael, Avlet looked at him, he was born under a certain mazel, his mazel is going to be now, he's going to, not going to come back, he's doomed. So Shmuel said, if he's a Yid, Ein Mazal Yisrael, so mainly he will come back. Why? Either Ayidei Tvila can change the mazel, or Ayidei Chesed, a mitzvah that he has. Now, Shmuel did not stop him, Zokta Mashal, maybe Shmuel should have stopped him, if he's about to die, stop him. So Zokta Mashal is a Svek Sveka. Sofik is a guy, Sofik is a Yid, and even if he's a Yid, maybe Tvila will help, and Mela, Mazel is going to change. So Mela didn't stop him. Zog the Gemara, Adi Yosri v'Ozil, when he went, Ozil he went v'Ossi, and he came back. So we see he came back, like Shmuel said. Kom Avlet Shadya Latune. Shadya went and unloaded the load that was on him. He was carrying something. Ashkech Bechiva, he saw a snake. The Posik v'Shodi Betati. A poisonous snake was split into half. That means the snake was about to kill him, but the snake was killed.
Wow.
Mishbat Tetati Guvi, in two pieces. Shtei Chaticha Zogdashi. Because he went to be Koitzitz Kanim. He went to be Koitzitz Reeds by the Agam. So when he was Koitzitz Kanim, he was Koitzitz the snake. He took his axe and he picked it up. And without realizing, he killed the snake that was about to attack him.
He was a Yid.
Vaisas, he was a Yid. We see that to Shmuel's Raya, Ein Mazal Yisrael, and Tfilah must have helped. So the Gemara is shortly going to say that it's not just Tvila that can save you and change your mazel, it's also Chesed. The Gemara is going to describe soon the mitzvah that he did that Taka saved him from that day, from the tragedy that was about to befall. Omalei Shmuel, Maya Varta Shmuel. Oh, so Shmuel asked him, what did you do? I see you were just saved. What did you do today? You must have done a Geis of Chesed. Omalei Kol Yoyim Avim Ramin on Rifte Badi Adodi. I work together with other people, and every day we split lunch together. You have a communal lunch. Everyone chips in and brings a bagel, brings something to eat. Vachlinon ho'idna have this morning have ikachad minon de lehave legifta. I saw one of the people of my group did not bring bread. So when they went around collecting the bread, I saw this person didn't have. So have a komichsev. I saw he would have been embarrassed. Amina le'ano ke'imna. I went to collect from him. Va'amina kimatoy legabei shavoy nafshi. I bent down as if I was collecting from him. And come on, the shokamine, but I put in my own bread into the basket as if he gave it in order not to embarrass him. Wow. So Shmuel said, Oy bazoi, mitzvah varta. You did a mitzvah, you saved someone from embarrassment.
Wow.
So that's what happened. Nofak Shmuel, Shmuel said to Dorash, Vitzdoka tatsami moves. V'loy mimisa mishuna. Tzdoka is matzah, not just from a modna misa, el mimisa atzma from the misa itself. He was about to be killed. Rabbi Kiva is also of the opinion, Ein Mazal Yisrael. The Rabbi Kiva Avalei Balto, Rabbi Kiva had a daughter. Omalei Kaldoi, the stargazers, the Chayzik Achovim told her, how Yoyim the Isle of Eganano. The day you're going to go to get married, you're going to go to the Chup. Horikle Chivya, a snake's going to come, Umisa, and it's going to kill you. Have a Diiga Milsa Tuva. So Rabbi Kiva was very nervous and concerned. Because his daughter, the stargazer, said this. Hahu Yoima, the day that she got married, Shakalta Lemichbanto, she took her pin, a pin, and she took it out of her hairpin, and she put it into the wall, you know, meanwhile to stick it into the wall to keep it somewhere. So Shakalta Lemichbanto, Dotsiso Begudo, she put it into the wall. Israma, when she later took her pin out, the day of her wedding, Esav be'eino, she saw the chivyo, she saw she put it into the, she didn't see this yet, she put it into the snake that was about to attack her, she killed the snake without realizing. Letzafka kika shokle, the next morning when she took her pin back out of the wall, so she saw, There was a dead snake that was attached to it. Wow. So her father said, which mitzvah? He said, last night by the wedding, a poor person came to the door, knocked on the door, everyone was busy wedding preparations. Nobody had time to give a handout, to give a meal to the pauper. So have a tri de kulam besudoso. Veleka de shomai ka imno shakalta liristanoi. I took my own meal that was meant for my wedding meal. Do you have to lay that was given to me? Do you have to leave? You have to now lay. I gave it to him. Oh my law. So he told her mitzvah vadito. You did a mitzvah. So we see tefillah can be a mitzvah also. Hey mazal yisrael.
She never let him not wear a yarmulke from a little child. That's the yisoid, yirah shamayim, to cover your head. She never let him go gloy roisha. She was nervous. He shouldn't become a ganef. Omralei. So she always told him, kasi reishach, always cover your head. Kehecha letavi aloch eim sedeshmaya. So you have yirah shamayim. Yarmulke. Yorim elokai. Uboye rachme. And always daven. Always daven. Now, even though we know that hakol b'dei shamayim, chutz b'yir shamayim, the Gemara brachos lamed gimel, frek demasho. So what do you mean daven? Yir shamayim is not b'dei shamayim. It's up to you. What do you mean daven? Zok demasho, that if a person davens, so then b'derech shon roitze leilich malichin oisoi, like the Gemara says in brachos, so b'derech shon roitze leilich malichin oisoi, so mele, it makes it easier that min shamayim yisayuo, he gets yat to the shamayim. Zok demasho, lo have yodem amai ka'omralei. He didn't know why his mother said, always daven. What do you mean, always daven? As he was brought up as a little kid. Yamaka daven, yamaka daven. Zog the Gemara, yom echad, Yosef kogoris, tusa dikla, he was sitting and learning under a dekel tree. Nofal glima me'eloi reisha. His yamaka blew off him. Elshtemol, his yamaka fell off him. Doliena, he picked up his eyes, he lifted his eyes. Chozel dikla, he saw a branch of the dekel tree with dates on it. Alme Yitzre, his Yetzer of being a Ganef suddenly came out of him. The stargazer said he's going to be a Ganef. Suddenly the Yetzer of Gneva came out of him. It wasn't his dekel tree. Solik, he jumped up. Paskel kibuga bishine. He grabbed and he took an eshkel of tamarim with his teeth. It became suddenly the tchun of a Gneva came out of him. So we see that the tchun of Gneva are instilled in the person. But what do we see? A mazal Yisrael. Because even though you're tachas mazal to be that, but if you mispalel, she told him, mevakesh rachamim, and kosei reishach, we see a mazal Yisrael. It could change through tefillah.
But it didn't work.
That one time it didn't work. But we see that all in all, it worked. The one time when he was taka, his yarmulke blew off, it didn't work. Zok the Mishnah. Mechat chinesat luin lifnei abehema. One is allowed to cut luin or gourds that are already tolish before Shabbos. He allowed to cut them and cut them into smaller pieces, cucumbers, gourds, and give them to a behema. Because why? Because this is the sheet of Reb Shimon, that even though it's usually meant for human consumption, but muchon lo adam have a muchon behema. Even though it's meant for human consumption, it's also able to be fed to animals. So mele, even though it wasn't before meant for animals, now it muktzekong Reb Shimon only means when you behead your mikatzi das from it. That means you make it not muchon. But something that was mukhar for an odom doesn't make it not mukhar le behema. So that's Shitz Reb Shimon. Mechatim said lunif le behema. Vesa nevela lefnei aklovim. And likewise, a carcass. That even though the nevela was not yet edible for klovim, it was nisnabel on Shabbos, it only became on Shabbos. But it was roi le odom. You were able to use it. Maybe you can't move this animal, but you were able to use it for whatever you want to use it for. It's not mukhtza. So vesa nevela lefnei aklovim. Also a nevela that was nisnabel and ben hashmoshes, it was oymed la'odom. You still can be mechatechit, because muchen la'odom ha'muchen behema shitz Reb Shimon. So you're allowed to be given to klovim, even on Shabbos, even start cutting it then. Reb Yudah is the ba'pluk to Reb Yudah oymed no. Im lo'y hoys and nevelim erev Shabbos. If it wasn't ready to eat carcass for dogs on erev Shabbos, ben hashmoshes, said in Asuga, if you should aim in a muchan, sheets Reb Shimon Reb Yude is that you have to have muchan specifically for this. Anything that's meant for another purpose is muktzah for something else. Reb Shimon is more mekel muktzah, and Reb Yude is machmer, and it has to be yuchat for that purpose. Zokt Gemara Itmar. We learned in the Brayis as follows. The simon is Orel Shacha simon. Oma Ula. The ayin is Ula. Halachik Reb Yehuda. Halachik Reb Yehuda. That means, Hukza le'odom, have a mukza le'behema, and it's not roi for behema. It has to be nisnabel before Shabbos. It has to be the cutted luin and make it animal food before Shabbos. Ushmuel Amar, the mashal takes this out. Halachik Reb Shimon. Halachik Reb Shimon. That no mukza. Mechatrin is at luin. And you can cut the nevel if you have even snabel on Shabbos. Va'af Rav sov aloch Reb Yehuda. That's what Mashal takes it out because it's Af is going on Ula. And Rav also holds aloch like Reb Yehuda. Zog Gemara mi de karche de zuza. Karche de zuza are mats that were placed on top of shifts, those mats that cover the schoira. Zog Rashi, karche de zuza macht zolois, asuyois, lesfinois, lechassis pragmatische betoichon. So these are things that cover mukzah items. Zuzay is finished beloshna rami kach matzotz b'chubis agoyim. So these masts. So these halacha is like a Yehuda because the Rav Osar. Rav also is like a Yehuda. Those masts are not mukzah because be'etzim they can be used for something else. But no, if you hold that it's a vekeshtelt for the pragmatia, so then it's mukzah. It's behedya meant for something else. Reb Shimon would not call this muktzah because the mice it can be used for other things also. It's not behedya that a vekeshtelt that it's put away that biyodayim you push it away. Reb Shimon agrees when you katz biyodayim. This is not called dachi biyodayim. Shmuel shori, like we said, this was the parentheses before. Shmuel is matetaka. Va'af Levi sovran Levi also of the pinyan loch kabuda loch zakabuda that muktzahs. That we ask a mukta. That mukta is, you need specifically that it's mukta for that item. It has to be set aside for that item to be moved. When they brought him a trefa. A question about a shiloh of a chicken or a behema. Is this an animal, a trefa or not? They looked at the lungs. They looked at the reyes, right? On yontiv, you'll have a shecht. But they wanted to know what the halach is. They brought him a yontiv, a trefa. What's the din? So if he paskins kosher, very good. Let's say he paskins his trefa. So it's mukta. You can't do anything with it. So what did he do? When they brought him a treif at the Paskin on Yontif, he wouldn't look at it. Until he had a garbage right next to him. If I have a dumpster right next to me, so I can drop it. If it's mukta, if it's treif, then I can drop it. But if it's not mukta, even if it's, I'm sorry, if you hold like a shimon, then if it's treif, it doesn't make it mukta, I can still move it. Because according to Reb Shimon, I can feed it to the dogs. It's not mukta. You can still feed it to the dogs, according to him. Like we had in the Mishnah. Mukta only means that be a dime you pushed it away. It was able to be used by humans. Now I can decide to give it to the dogs when it became a treifa. But according to Reb Yehuda, if on the onset of Shabbos it wasn't meant for dogs, then you can suddenly now give it to the dogs. So the only way he would look at a question of a treifa, if he had a garbage in front of him, so he can drop it in the garbage, because he held like a Yehuda, that it's taka mukta. But if you look lechazia, it would taka not go for klovim either. Zogdim mogo Shmuel om aloch Reb Shimon, and if Shmuel holds aloch like Reb Shimon, on that tais says a kasha, the small tais says, we already said before Shmuel holds like aloch Reb Shimon. Why have to say it again? Zog tais is the chiddush in every case, because there's different types of muktas. For instance, certain things are more kaldik a mukta. The mats, the mast, or the kach de zuze. So every muktzah is different. Certain things, muktzah is a very relative term. Even Reb Shimon agrees to certain muktzahs. When you doicha b'yadayim. So even on the ones that are not muktzah, some are more kal than others. So that's why Shmuel said twice. We'll see two different cases. We'll continue this tomorrow. Mitzvah Hashem.